Yeah, we'll start with ODFW. So Kelly Reese.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Morning, Chris. This is Ryan Kutcher with ODFW.
Anyone else from ODFW? All right, how about NIMS? Fish and Wildlife Service.
This is Mike Hudson.
BPA? Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde? And any other core folks on the phone?
Hey Chris, this is Tim. I just kind of hang on in the background in case we talk about Detroit Big Cliff stuff.
Okay, thanks.
Hey Chris, it's Chad Helms.
And then Doug, I heard.
Hi guys, Doug Garlitz, Willamette Road Project.
Any other core folks on the phone? All right, in the room, Chris Walker, myself.
Hey, good morning. This is Andy Traylor.
Tammy Mackey.
Rachel Neuenhoff.
So to start, do we have any agenda updates for today? All right, moving on to approving the October minutes. I received comments from you, Tammy. I had not received any external comments from folks. So are we okay to approve those? All right, they're approved.
Easy.
So one action item. Rachel, you were gonna send out a concept paper.
Me, are you sure that's called an Ida?
Oh, it said Neuenhoff. Your last name
Foster?
Yeah, it said Neuenhoff will send out Khan's draft concept paper to the Wolf Palm group. I think you did that, though, didn't you?
Concept was.
I don't know. But that's all the notes had in there, so I wasn't sure.
So I think that there's only two concepts right now, and they both deal with Foster.
And that would be Ida?
That would be Ida.
So maybe that was a mistake in the notes.
I can just pull up the...
Who just joined us?
Ann Mullen with
NIMS. Hi, Ann. All right, well, we'll figure that action item out. I guess it may have been Ida.
Yeah, I might go run upstairs and get my RM&E notes from last week just to see if... She wasn't there, but they discussed it, so...
Okay.
That might inform.
All right, yeah. So we'll move on to updates. So, updates in the North San Diem. First item is Marion Forks Hatchery. Ryan, I don't know if you want to touch on that, or Andy?
Yeah, we didn't have HMT this month, so Ryan, I'll just let you, if you don't mind, kind of run through the different basins. I don't suspect there's a whole lot going on with spawning being completed and outplanting being finished for the year. So, yeah, if you've got any updates for Marion Forks or South San Diem. It'd be nice to talk about McKenzie and the outage in the canal there. And then Willamette, if you've got anything, I'll just let you speak to those.
Sure, yeah, I guess it'll be pretty short and sweet. For the North San Diem, for Marion Forks and Minto, really not a whole lot going on. Minto has been pretty quiet with the with the lack of adults moving in the system. We did move down about half of the spring Chinook production, the juvenile production from Marion Forks down to Minto. So Marion Forks has the other half, and all the eggs are still in the incubator. So pretty slow, quiet time of the year for here another month or so until things get moving. Other than that, not a whole lot going on in the north. Pretty much the same story in the south. Still operating Foster, but basically nothing moving here for the last month or so. I think we did move some Chinook back to South San Diem from Willamette Hatchery. Ponds are all full. eggs are in the incubator. So again, I'm pretty quiet there in the south. And then yeah, Andy, you mentioned it, but the McKenzie, I don't know. Try to check my notes here. I don't have a great update, but I guess I do. What I do know is that the Lieberg ladder, or excuse me, Lieberg canal outage, I guess if that's what we want to call it, or drawdown, is still underway. Initially, EWEB was working with FERC and had told us that it would be somewhat of a short-term drawdown, a few weeks to a month. That has obviously come and gone. I think I don't remember when we drew down, but I think we're pushing 2 months of a drawdown. And from the last update we heard from EWEB, they really didn't have an end in sight in terms of when they would have that canal, repairs complete and the permission from FERC to refill the canal. With the, we transferred the juvenile production over to Lieberg Hatchery. Those are still rearing there. And then all of the eggs are in the incubator stacks, eggs and fry, and the adults have been spawned and outplanted. So the water requirements for McKenzie are relatively low. I think we're using about 5 to 10 CFS and getting a fair bit of water with this rain from Cogswell Creek. So we're doing okay. I think where things will start to get questionable as we try to move smolts back for allocation or acclimation, and then start to pond juveniles in early 2019. That's where water will be more scarce, I guess. So I can follow up with Kurt and EWEB and try to get an update on a timeline. But in terms of when they plan to complete that, it's not clear and may push well into 2019.
Okay. Thanks for the update there. On our end, we're working through the modification to the contract to pay for the transfer of fish to Lieberg and then also for the pump rental. And for this first mod, we put in pump rental. I think it started like in mid to early October, and we were gonna pay through the end of November, which is essentially now, but we'll have to do a second mod at some point to cover the remaining rental costs. But I know contracting was hoping to get that over to you guys sometime by the end of the week or early next week. So I guess we can just keep in touch about what the timeline looks like and maybe discuss other options if bigger pumps are needed once we bring juveniles back on station there. Greater water supply.
Yeah, it sounds good. And Kurt, the last time I talked to Kurt before the holiday, Kurt was going to circle back with our engineering folks and EWEB to further explore the idea of a cofferdam right below our big structure, which would make all of this go away temporarily anyway. So I think that's still on the table. I'm not sure what the cost would be. Probably thousands or maybe tens of thousands, but might be worth pursuing.
Sounds
good. We can chat more, Andy.
Okay. And probably not, but anything at Willamette Hatchery?
No, pretty much more of the same with the same yams. Eggs are in the incubators. Everything's doing well across the board. Trapping at Dexter is obviously done for the season. Fishering at Dexter and the hatchery, Willamette Hatchery, are going well. No disease issues or production issues, so everything is going well there.
Cool. Great. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, no problem.
And then the other updates that were on here were for Cougar and Fall Creek. Both those facilities are shut down for the season, but Chad or Doug, if you guys want to provide any other updates or anything else, feel free.
Yeah, I don't have much to really report on for Cougar.
Fall Creek, we're executing the water supply refurbishment contract, so that's moving along. The discharges out of the dam are up. That's good. We flushed some of the drawdown sediment away. And that's all.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Hey, this is Ann, and I'm wondering about the way Cougar was shut down through the fire. Will there be any sort of after-action report on the effect on either, so this year we won't have any fish above there, and what that does to either population goals or even just data? That'd be helpful to know people's impressions.
Hey, Ann, ODFW was able to get, I think they, Ryan, you might be able to give me exact numbers, but over 600 fish or close to 600 fish, hatchery fish above cougar, and then we were able to get, I think, just under, oh, I'd have to look at the numbers, but I want to say maybe 70 or so unmarked fish above the reservoir.
Oh, was that before the fire or after it died down?
We've got the unmarked fish up before the fire. It was after the road cleared from the rock slide, and then Kurt from McKenzie was able to get a truckload of fish up the back way and released them higher up in the South Fork.
Oh, that's great to hear. I'm wondering if there is still any interest in kind of contrasting this year where fish, that's a smaller number than unmarked normally would have hoped to put up there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely. We would have had more unmarked fish if we were able to operate the facility all season.
So were there spawning surveys below in the areas that we expected them to land in since they couldn't access the ladder, including this newly created or newly restored habitat?
Yes. Chris may be able to touch on that. But yeah, there were spawning surveys conducted below the dam.
Yeah, there were limited surveys done. There were some issues with the fire down there as well, but there was some work done in that restoration area specifically.
So those numbers will be available probably for the science review?
Correct.
Awesome. Thanks.
Hey, Ann, this is Andy Traylor. I just, right before this meeting, I sent out the fish counts for October, and I included you on that distribution list. And if you go to the tab for McKenzie Hatchery, there's a table that shows how many hatchery fish were used to supplement outplants above cougar. And that will have that number, which I think was around 600 or so, 400 females and around 200 males. And then I pulled up the numbers in chat. It looks like you guys had 68 non-marked Chinook that you also outplanted above cougar. So I can try to pull together a summary of outplanting for the year, because due to a number of the different fires, especially in the North Sandy M2, we didn't quite hit our targets for the year. But I just wanted to point you towards those numbers if you're looking for something right now.
Thank you. I just opened that up. I see it now.
Cool.
That's very helpful.
All right. Any more updates?
And sorry, one more question, Andy. Just looking at those right now. If you could do the male-female delineation for the ones that were replanted or recaptured, it showed 119 initially, and then 68 of those were outplanted, when you have that information.
Sure.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, Chris, that's it for updates as far as hatchery stuff goes. The next one on here for HGMP updates, I don't really have anything. We might be able to take this off the update list because all the HGMPs have been submitted to NIMS and we've received sufficiency letters for those. So I don't really anticipate updating HGMPs anytime soon.
I just wonder about timeline,
mm-hmm.
if that's something we want to keep on the radar.
It's more of a question now of like the forthcoming biop from NIMS on those HGMPs.
Which I heard today won't be coming until the spring.
Really?
Till when?
Till the spring.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Sounds like your guys' council has told our council that the biop won't be coming until spring, and I think DOJ might now be involved in that discussion. So that's where it sits right now.
Hmm.
So we leave it on or
right.
Take it off?
We can leave it on. I'm just going to say the same thing every month, and that I have no update.
Well,
so
let's cross it off. I mean, I've
well, unless we hear anything from DOJ, that'd be helpful, huh?
Yeah.
They take their crack at it, whatever their job is for it.
Yeah, can we get DOJ to call in to lam it up on?
I can get Lance to call in and tell us what he's hearing.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him today? No, you heard that from your people, huh, Tammy?
Yeah, I did. Though we had also heard that Noah will share a copy with ODFW and the Corps prior to release.
All right. We'll cross it off for now. Any research updates?
Yeah. So I went upstairs and...
This phone isn't very good, so...
You have to set up a hearing, Chuck.
Just for now.
Forever.
Yeah.
So we had an Armony meeting Monday. God, that seems like a long time ago. So I was referring back to those two concept papers on Foster, and the discussion around that was, so I believe the concept paper in the minutes is one that we hadn't settled on the scope yet.
Okay.
And the discussion on that was that I believe this is the one where there was a concept trying to address temperature in the tail rate or the adult ladder. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay. So it seems there was consensus among the group that this was an issue that perhaps the PDT for Foster would need to formulate possible solutions and determine if there was a research need. There was discussion about possibly bringing this up as a workshop or an agenda item for the next FDRWG meeting on the effects. But this would ultimately, if there was a study need, it would push the study out for a January proposal time frame.
Okay, so there really isn't a finalized concept?
No, because it seems that
we're working through some things.
Yeah, we're working through some things internally to determine where the solution should trickle down and what the research need would actually be. There was discussion on another Foster concept, whether or not there was an information need on holding, but we have discussed that quite a bit since then, so I think everyone is probably pretty up to date on where that stands now, unless you want me to go over it.
No.
As far as I think, those are the only relevant things here from research anyway. So
okay.
That's all I have.
Hey, this is Ryan with ODFW. Actually, I would be curious just to know a status on the Foster holding outplanting concept. Kind of that would be helpful for me to hear.
Okay. From the research perspective, or do you guys want
the research perspective?
Okay. So there was a concept paper proposed looking at the information need for triggers that would, or developing benchmarks that would trigger holding fish at Foster with respect to temperature. At the Armony meeting, it was discussed how this would be more of a synthesis of existing data, and it would be more of a desktop paper study as opposed to something we would solicit a proposal for. So we're currently looking to see if we have the resource and time availability just to do that in-house for information purposes. So comments from the Armony group are due by Friday, actually. So if there are additional comments, agency should respond to Fenton Khan by email.
All right.
And that's what I have for that.
Thanks.
All right, next, water quality updates. I don't know if there's anyone on from that group or not. If not, I'll fill in. Really not a whole lot going on. We did have a couple outages. One actually occurred yesterday evening. Again, when we have an outage at Big Cliff specifically, we observe high TDG. And we did again when the outage was out, we were forced to spill. So you'll be seeing a memo on that very soon, and we'll discuss that at the next Wolf Pond meeting. Any questions on that? Okay. Moving on to the flow update, is there anyone on from water management? All right, I'll go ahead and give that update. I'll start with the current flows and all the sub-basins, and then I'll give a kind of a summary in terms of what we're observing out in the field now with this rain that we're getting. So on the North San Yam, out of Big Cliff, we're currently seeing 2,270 CFS. In the South San Yam below Foster, we're currently seeing 1,454 CFS. In the South Fork McKenzie subbasin below Cougar, we're seeing a flow of 1,440 CFS. In the McKenzie below Blue River Dam, we're seeing a flow of 96 CFS. In the Middle Fork Willamette below Hills Creek, we're seeing a flow of 722 CFS. Again, in the Middle Fork below Dexter, we're seeing a flow of 1,387 CFS. And then below Fall Creek, we're seeing a flow of 558 CFS. And that's it for flows for the most part. We're seeing rain that we were hoping for. We've been worried the last month or two specifically about flows in the South San Yam and maintaining those flows for incubating reds in the South San Yam River. So we're just glad to see it. And that's really all I have in terms of the flow update. One more thing being we're now above the minimum buyout flow in that sub-basin. Any questions in regards to flows? I guess one last thing, we're doing another model run today, our water management group, and we'll be sending those out to folks that typically attend the flow management and water quality group, but I can also send that out to the Wolf Pond group as well.
Chris, is that going to come out today, do you think?
Yeah, it should.
Or is it going to? Okay. And that will show the trajectories that are booked at for where the elevations will end up as well?
Yeah, I haven't seen the actual output yet, but I imagine it would be similar to what we sent out last time, just updated.
Okay, thank you so much for those.
You're welcome. All right, moving on. I still have Pinniped update on here. I don't recall if it was something we still were doing. Okay. So Pinniped update from ODFNW at this point.
Sure, I can give you a quick update. This is Kelly. So you probably are aware that we received our Section 120 authorization, and so the plan is for ODFW to begin moving forward with removal, lethal removal at Willamette Falls. That's what I have. Did you need anything in addition to that?
I don't, but I'm more curious about what's the process. I'm just curious because I know there's this process on the below Bonneville Dam. Is it similar?
I have to be honest with you, I don't know the details.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will involve a lot of the same staff, like our vet staff.
Okay. All right. Anyone on from BPA?
So this is Ann.
Oh, sure.
Just one quick thing on that. I don't know a lot either, like Kelly, but I do know that it's a little bit trickier to keep it away from people who might be alarmed or not wishing this to take place because of the location at Willamette Falls, that they remove them, I think is a public dock, if that sounds right to other people. And NIMS has been notified that there will be people protesting sometimes at our office in Portland about this. Somehow we seem to have somebody who knows when it's coming and they tell us to be aware that that would be happening outside doors or in the area near us. So, opponents are lined up too.
Thanks for the info. Anyone on from BPA? Okay. Willamette Valley contract status, the first contract being for the O&M for Willamette Hatcheries. I don't know if I'm going to give the update. I mean, there's really not a whole lot to talk about.
We are currently working on a new contract that needs to be awarded by the end of August. There will be some changes to it compared to the last contract, and we hope to have this one as a base plus four. So it requires a higher level of review, but hopefully we'll still get it in place in time.
All right.
For Desert Springs, I've approved the PRNC for 277,000 pounds of trout for 2020 deliveries. Ryan, we do need the stocking schedule for 2020 as soon as you can, or ODFW can provide it.
Okay, I'll pass that message along to Jeff and Elise.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And then the last contract on there, is specifically this year, was for spawning surveys. Surveys have been completed. I know that data is currently being shared amongst ODFW and our contractor. And then also I plan on talking to Kelly Reese later this afternoon about future surveys or future work that we may collaborate on or coordinate for next year. Any questions on contracts? All right, moving on to coordination forms. There weren't any new forms, but I left the Foster memo on there related to being below the buyout minimum, because at the point when I sent this out, we were still below that. We were still waiting on the rain, and the rain has come. So I didn't know if we'd be discussing that much or not. So I'll remove that for the next meeting, unless there's any questions on that specific memo. All right. Moving on to the fish operations plan. There's only one pending change form at this point, and that's for maintenance periods below Big Cliff Dam. We've kind of been kicking this around for a while. I did receive additional comments from NIMS yesterday. And what I plan to do is set up a small group, I guess it would be a task group, to kind of hash out the various comments line by line, because there are quite a few comments, having a comment for each period of time and the rationale. So you'll be seeing an invite, someone from NIMS, the state, the Corps, to kind of hash out what we think these maintenance periods should look like. And I hope to do it in early December. I don't know if that's too optimistic, but that's kind of what I've been planning in my mind. So, and then the last thing in regards to the fish operations plan, we can accept change forms.
Tim, just so I was just looking at those windows real quick, and just a note. We can wait to talk about it in December, but a lot of those windows are a lot different than what we had before. But it's kind of too late for me to rearrange some edges to fit those primary windows for Big Cliff at this point. But so we'd be looking at implementing that in 2020 if it gets passed, like as is.
Right, yeah, it would have to be done in a fashion that's feasible in terms of where we're at in our process, so we'll definitely consider that. All right, the last thing in terms of the fish operations plan, we accept change forms at any time, although we usually have a big push towards the end of the year. Last year, I believe we met in January and tried to go through change forms that various folks had submitted. It didn't take too long last year. Couple years before, it took quite a bit of time, but again, the plan in my head is to meet in January, go through any sort of change forms that we have, and I need to set kind of a deadline for submittals still, and then the hope would be to finalize that by March 1st at that point. Any questions in regards to the fish operations plan? All right. Moving on to task group updates. The first one is the hatchery management team. You guys did not meet in November.
That's correct.
So I'm assuming that there isn't much of an update.
Yeah, not much of an update, but we're back on for December.
And what is that date?
The third Wednesday of the month.
No, which date is it?
I don't know. 19th, maybe?
It's the 19th, yeah.
It is? Oh, nailed it. Nice. There you go.
And then the next item is the flow task group. I don't know if Rich gave you any information on that or not.
So my understanding is there's no update currently. They're okay. Just plugging away.
Okay. No update for the flow task group. Okay. All right. The last task group is the adult fish facility operations task group that got kicked off by myself asking for comments from the group. I did receive comments from ODFNW. I haven't seen any comments from many others, a few internal comments, but other than that, not many comments. And my thought was we could hash those any change forms that may have resulted from that out in our annual get together, unless I receive any more comments or change forms for that particular topic. But that's kind of my plan, unless folks think otherwise or have any better ideas. All right.
When is that annual get together for adult fish today?
It will be in January, and I'm gonna try to target late January to give folks a little more time to submit change forms, because December isn't a great time for that. And then in February, I will be more than likely updating the WFOP. Depending on how many forms I get, it might take a while, it might not. And then hope to finalize that March 1st.
Well, you need to have it finalized before March 1st, right? Does it start
somewhere before March? Somewhere before March 1st.
So if you're going to do any printed copies, it needs to be done by mid-February.
Thought we discussed not doing printed copies.
It still needs to be done by mid-February, because you got to update the website and have everything.
Right, so we'll meet in January, right?
Yes.
That's when we hash through the change forms.
So it has to be
February is when I'm putting the information in and finalizing.
But it needs to be, everybody needs to be comfortable with the final 2019 document by...
That should be done in January.
It oftentimes is.
I'm just saying, in my optimistic mind right now anyway.
Right.
It should be done in, that's my plan. If folks don't think it's a good plan, that's fine.
Just no later than mid-February.
Right. So January and February, we'll get it done. No later than mid-February.
So then, Tim, for you and the rest of the projects, you'll be able to pull up the WFOP March 1st, and that will be the guiding document for the year.
Yeah, and like I was saying, I just, you know, won't really be able to work with those outage windows until 2020 at that point.
Correct.
So that's fine. So.
Any other final questions, thoughts, or comments?
Hey, Chris, this is Chad. Hey, I have those numbers for that Ann was asking about of the outplanted unmarked fish above cougar, the sex ratio. It was 37 males and 31 females.
Thank you, Chad.
You're welcome.
Anything else? All right. In my email, I had stated that I wasn't sure about scheduling a December Wolf Palm. That's still my feeling, but I don't know. Tammy, is that your feeling still, or?
Yeah, it's okay. 2 days, what, one day after Christmas?
It's like the
26th.
I don't know.
26th, yep.
We'll cancel that one.
Okay. All right, so I'll schedule something for January. Thanks, everyone.
Hey, Chris, that's a
Greg at Minto. Would you and Ryan stay on for just a sec?
Sure.
After it's over?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Should I record this one?
All right, I still got you, too.
I'm here.
We got a Tamiyaki.
Two updates. Mr. Duncan and Mr. Crocker were here for their looking at the SBCCC plan. They were very concerned that the secondaries contained water and were not doing anything about it. I tried to inform them that the Druid crew is aware and are looking to pressure wash, paint, and seal. Have Mr. Eichmann on the standing next to me as we talked about that. And then another issue we had last night down in the communications cabinet, at some point during the night, our backup to...
It's the battery backup for the PLC cabinet. I don't know if we took a power bump or what caused it, but basically the backup didn't back up. So we had no, everything was still continuing to run. We didn't lose anything down at the pumps, but up by the sorting table, the PLC and the HMI was all dead. So we're going to look into potentially, we're going to get a quote on a new UPC, which is the backup, and have that on the shelf in case this happens again.
So my issue is I had no PLC, no alarm system, no way to identify that there was an issue if something would have happened overnight. So for me, it's fairly critical.
Right. So what's the timeline on kind of getting that? What did you get? UPC? Was that what that was?
Well, we'll get the quote today. I honestly don't know. I've never purchased one of these, but... I would have, they're an off-the-shelf item, so I'd assume we can get it pretty quickly. We are back in, it's running currently, but I just don't want it to fail again. I would rather, you know, have something at least on standby that we could swap out quickly just in case, especially this time of year where we're going to potentially have more power failures.
Okay.
And I guess for me is some way that if this happens that the alarm system has a backup to a backup to a backup that tells me that the backup isn't working. We're kind of back to that problem we had a few years ago where neither the consumer's power or the generator runs, and the ultimate goal would be everything's dead.
Right. Not sure what a solution would be.
We got the A-team on it, and I'm assuming they'll tell me a price and a fix today, so.
Okay.
Yeah, the guess is $1,500 for a new one. It could be more, could be less, I don't know, but the guys will work on it. They, like I said, they got it running now, so they're just going to do some more troubleshooting to try to figure out why it failed, and then they're going to get back and get a quote on a new one.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Okay, no. Yeah, those were just the two issues. Other than that, we're golden.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else?
Thanks for the update, Greg.
No, I think we're good. I'm assuming that you'll hear from either Mr. Crocker or Mr. Duncan today. They were pretty fired up yesterday, so.
Oh, yeah.
Just blame it on me. I'm used to taking their heat.
He sits next to me, so yeah.
Okay, okay.
I heard this.
So that, like I said, I think Greg's knows what the issues are and is putting what in place needs to fix it. So.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
No.
Sounds good. Take care.
All righty. Chris, are you going to make a monthly schedule for December, or we'll just plan it later?
Yeah. You have an HTMT in December? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come down for that.
We'll figure it out.
Okie doke.
All right, see you, Greg.
Great day. Bye. Thanks. See you guys.
Yeah. So I think I'm taking that week of Christmas off. So.
We could... do HMT from Minto if you wanted.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I bet Ryan would drive out. That's not too far from him.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's a good idea.
Cool.
You do my walk around the same day.
Yeah. Actually, that might be a good idea. Occasionally